All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is a podcast for movies that you should have in your own personal collection. James, what movies should people own?
A little bit off script. This is something that most people probably wouldn't even see me picking, would be Saving Silverman.
I love that movie.
Really?
Yes, really. Underrated gem.
I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
So this movie kind of snuck up on me. I didn't think it was going to be that funny. And it was hilarious, man. It had its points that I was just dying. There's a part when R. Lee Emery, rest in peace, he was driving the car and he was a coach, right?
Yeah, I think
coach
he was driving a milk truck or something. Milk van?
Yeah.
No, it was a dog catcher van. Yeah, dog catcher van. That's what it was.
You're right. And they were trying to rescue Neil Diamond. The plot of it was so insane, but it was just funny on his delivery. He was like, all right, I'm about to do something. I'm about to get this guy. Don't worry about me. He just jumped out of the car. I got to find that scene. But he just jumped out of the car and just rolled out. I mean, it was just hilarious, man. The movie was really, really funny. Like I said, this is very unconventional for me. It's something that no one would probably expect me to pick, but I really enjoy this. And I think you should have it in your collection because it's one of those movies that you need a good laugh. It should cheer you up. It's on the lines of American Pie.
Yeah, so the whole setup for it is that Jason Bigg has two friends. So Steve Zahn and Jack Black. And he meets a female that is totally controlling and trying to cut his two friends out of his life. And they kind of go to a crazy amount of trouble to try to win their friend back. So they kidnap her.
Right. The kidnapper fake her death for his friend. Jason Biggs just like kind of move on with his life and try to hook him up with the girl that he liked in high school. I know the premise sounds crazy, but you gotta give it a chance. A pleasant surprise.
And Keith?
But I'm going to go with a film, not trying to be funny, not going to do anything. I'm going with a film that I think every person should watch. It was almost marred, but luckily it went through just fine. And that is Darkest Hour with Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill. It's an amazing movie.
Gary Oldman did
it. It goes more in the top 10. He was absolutely brilliant. The Darkest Hour takes place during the time of World War II when Winston Churchill has regained power in British Parliament. The popular opinion with him, but the members of Parliament and even the King are not really behind him, that he's very eccentric. He's a bit of a blowhard. He's also got a very questionable military career behind him where he lost a very pretty bad battle. It's just showing him as more of the underdog. When you read up about Winston Churchill, he's not an underdog at all. The dude was one of the elites of the world and stuff. And Gary Oldman portrayed him just as he was always described. Bunches, very forward-thinking, moving. He's very opinionated. He has his own ways. And it doesn't show him as a perfect character at all. He's flawed like hell. But it takes place during those few days before the British renounced Germany's non-aggression pact with England. And members of Parliament trying to get him to sign off on it or say he's not going to so they can oust him for power. He's trying to hold the country together and get them to realize that this is really fucking bad and takes place with the whole Dunkirk situation. He was in with so many different things. But Gary Oldman did a fantastic job in his role. And he was like, I was completely sold by the movie, the way it was styled. And it's got to be in everyone's collection. You got to watch it at least once. Pull it out every once in a while when you get a feel for wanting to watch something about the World War. World War II, just pull it out and take a look at it and, you know, watch it again. If not, just watch it for Gary Oldman's performance. That shows you how an actor can just transform himself into a role as a character actor.
Yeah, so, I mean, because with that movie, there's really his assistant and Gary Oldman. All the other characters, they're there, but it's really Gary Oldman carrying that movie.
Gary Oldman's an amazing actor, man. He's just amazing.
This is a movie where it shows what a supporting cast does to enhance the main cast. Bill Mendelsohn played the King, and that scene where he and the King kind of gave Churchill his support. It was like he was in command. King comes in, he's in command, and Gary Oldman played Churchill as being extremely subservient despite the fact that King doesn't have any power. Kind of wringing his hand, not wanting to disappoint or to offend. He's very meek, but at the same time, he was Winston Churchill. So, I mean, the way that came off, I was like, nah, this is good.
All right, so for me, the movie that I believe everyone should own is going to be What's Love Got to Do with It? With
shit.
Angela Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne.
Eat the cake, anime! Eat the cake!
Basically. So that movie has been on off and on the past couple of months, and I forgot how great that movie is. So Keith was talking about The Darkest Hour and the supporting cast, but this movie is just really Angela Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne, and it's based off of Tina Turner's life. Angela Bassett plays Tina Turner, and it shows some of the struggles that she went through to escape a very bad situation. And the acting level in that movie between Angela Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne is way beyond a 10, because they played well off each other. Angela Bassett's inflections and other stuff, her body movements and demeanor and attitude, play Tina Turner is great. And then Lawrence Fishburne is just completely crazy. And just the dynamic that they have, something people should see, but obviously I guess in today's climate, it might be a little difficult to watch. As James said, like, anime? Didn't say you need the kick. Like, her life when she started singing, kind of before she started singing, and just singing gospel, and then up till the point that in the 80s. So it's crazy, and there's a lot of imagery in there that people might turn off to, but it's a great movie.